Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Wednesday morning, I think the third day of December, if I'm keeping up here. Mark Cox here alongside Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright. Sue Thomas along with your traffic. And boy, I tell you, I listened to Sue a little bit yesterday afternoon when I was out driving around. And what a difference in the commute one day can make. I couldn't believe how much better things were by last night. I almost took a before and after picture this morning on my way in, because the Chesterfield Valley finally looked like what the city of St. Louis interstates looked like at 4 a.m. yesterday morning. It just took them an extra 24 hours to get the roads cleaned off.
Well, and did you see that MoDOT is backtracking on what it initially said? Initially, they came out and had made some sort of a statement saying, yeah, roads were never pre-treated, which, of course, all of us are saying, well, why?
Yeah.
Now they're saying, oh, we did pre-treat the roads. It just happened over the weekend.
Oh, I see.
And that some of that residual brine would have been effective. And then Governor Kehoe was more or less defending MoDOT, and he was saying, you know, a lot of the traffic congestion, because people were trying to beat the snowstorm, so they left earlier, that congestion is what prevented a lot of the plows and these treatment trucks from getting out and doing their job.
Here's why you listen to this radio station. Just let me tell you this. So I see this headline yesterday from Snooze Channel 5 that says, state legislator threatens MoDOT over poor response. And I click on it and I read it because I'm thinking they got to be talking about Schroer, right? So I click on the article and I'm reading through it, and it was an entire story written based on the Facebook post that Nick Schroer made on Monday afternoon after being stuck in traffic for 5 hours. They never talked to Nick. They reached out to him, and apparently he never got back to him or whatever, because they said they would update the story later if they ever heard back from him. They wrote an entire story with clickbait on it based on his Facebook post. And I'm thinking to myself, we had him on the air here yesterday. You could have listened to what he said about MoDOT and by asking our permission, even have used that in your story if you needed to make a story out of it. But They don't do that because they don't care. It's just like I see Fox 2 tweeting out links to articles yesterday talking about how Pete Hegseth is under fire for this drone strike. And what a misleading clickbait, rage bait. Wasn't that the new word we talked
that
about yesterday?
That is the word of the year.
headline. When we all know it was a lie. The New York Times had to call out the Washington Post for the lie they put out about this administration, because even the New York Times had to admit the Post completely distorted that story. And I love the way it was handled yesterday. I told you yesterday morning right here, this story is complete BS. They've been after Hegseth since he got appointed to that situation. And a little later, I'll tell you the story about Mark Kelly. This guy is a tool. Can I just tell you that? Senator Mark Kelly is a tool. He's a tool of the hard left in this country who will lie and say anything to try to damage this administration. Because this is this guy soft-pedaled questions directly to the general who ordered the strike that killed 8 Afghani children in the Biden administration and didn't say squat about it. And now he's mad because somebody in the Trump administration ordered a strike on narco terrorists in the Caribbean. I mean, just complete hypocrites on the left on this situation.
What's also interesting to me is how many people are trying to make the argument that Pete Hegseth is not qualified to be in the role he's in.
Oh,
and this is the question you have to ask yourself. Had he not had any sort of a role with Fox News, would that change their opinion? If he just had all the background, the years and years of experience he had in the military, right?
Yeah, still wouldn't
in a leadership role, to me would have changed the perspective of a lot of the naysayers.
His crime is being connected to Donald Trump, period. I mean, that's what he's guilty of in their eyes. And they also, people like Kelly, who of course did serve and was an astronaut and all that stuff, which he likes to remind people of.
Wait, an astronaut like Gayle King?
No, he was an actual astronaut.
Oh, no, but she was too. She went up an astronaut.
She did go into zero gravity at
okay,
some point.
Just
and
clarifying.
Apparently left her brain there, from what I can tell. Yeah. They wouldn't trust Hegseth because he wasn't part of the military cabal. Remember during the Biden administration, I don't want to get too deep into this right off the top of the show, but remember in the Biden administration, they went to extreme lengths to cull and wash out any officer who disagreed with Biden's politics. So all they want in a Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War in this case, is somebody that toes the left progressive line. And they wouldn't have liked Hegseth regardless if he'd been connected with Fox News or not, in my personal opinion. I don't think that would have mattered because he was never part of the inside track. They seem to think everybody who's defense secretary at some point needed to be a 5-star general or something along those lines. And that's not the case because supposedly they got an exception for Lloyd Austin, but you're supposed to be out of that role for at least 5 years retired before you could even be considered, because the point is the Secretary of War is civilian leadership of the Army. That's what it is. It's not supposed to be the top echelon of the military running the military. It's not.
And Trump didn't have any political background, but does that mean he's disqualified from being president? He's been a fantastic president.
Yeah.
Some of the best CEOs and CFOs and COOs, they don't have a background like you would expect to be able to be in that role, and yet they're incredibly effective. It's more about your temperament and your leadership style.
And your intelligence.
And your intelligence, yeah. Thank you. That is really what matters. It's not always, well, how many years have you been in this position that would make you qualified to then be in this role?
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, when Schroer talked to us here yesterday morning at what time was it? 7:50.
Yep.
He was at Lambert getting on an airplane and flying to, I think, Dallas. He was nominated. He was one of the nominees for a big award that they hand out down there, and he won. I saw him post that last night. In fact, I think maybe he texted.
He texted us.
He
last
texted
night.
Us about
yep.
that, and he posted it up on Facebook yesterday. Accepting this award, which is pretty cool, the Scalia Award for restoring the balance of government. So congratulations to Nick Schroer.
Yep.
Probably still in Dallas this
much
morning.
Deserved.
Fits right in down there. He had his cowboy hat on, his boots.
I saw that.
Yeah, way to go. Good job, Nick. By the way, we've got a little later, Eben Brown is going to join us talking about President Trump's big cabinet meeting yesterday. If you missed that, and this child savings account that he announced is pretty cool. Jimmy Failla is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Love getting him on here from Fox Across America. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Designated terrorist organizations. Now, a number of us here served in the military and spent 20 years fighting terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the other side of the world. How do you treat Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Do you arrest them and treat them, pat them on the head and say, don't do that again? Or do you end the problem directly by taking a lethal kinetic approach?
You end the problem directly, just as Barack Obama did, just as Joe Biden did, just as every administration has done, but it's not good enough if Donald Trump does it.
What you just witnessed with Jessica's explanation here is Democrats in search of their next hoax, their next scandal. Let me break this down for you.
John
this happens all the time.
Democrat
and Trump administration won. No, he was referring to the fact the laws of war as if the Washington Post story was true. The Washington Post story is not true.
Yeah, it's true. She had to point out to Jessica Tarloff on The Five last night. That was Kaylee McEnany, that the Washington Post lied. They lied, and even the New York Times had to admit that they lied.
So far, in the first 10 months of this year, the median family income is up by about $1,200. That's after inflation, Lauren. So that means that their wages and salaries have gone up faster than inflation. So to some extent, this affordability crisis is a mythology.
Yeah, that's Stephen Moore there talking about the economy. He's like, they've latched onto a phrase called affordability, but the affordability crisis is a myth. Thank you, Steve Moore, for saying that.
I believe that at some point in the not too distant future, you won't even have income tax to pay because the money we're taking in is so great, it's so enormous, that you're not going to have income tax to pay.
Thank you, President Trump. If you're watching social media, I'm using the President Trump hand movements here. Understand that there was a time in America when tariffs supported government. Prior to 1916, when some evil person came up with the idea of taxing your income. And then suddenly they didn't need tariffs anymore because they were digging into your pockets for your hard-earned cash to pay for other people's largesse. Just so you know, that's what he's talking about. I don't know how quickly. Well, I guess it'll depend on the Supreme Court decision on tariffs.
Yeah.
If they decide that for some reason they side with the libs and say he didn't have the authority to do that, even though Congress granted him the authority to do it, they could take that away. But they haven't.
Well, that's why we shouldn't give those $2,000 checks. Let's instead use that revenue that we're generating from all these tariffs to do something like that, that is more of a long-term solution. You don't just put a Band-Aid on it by giving someone a $2,000 check.
Kim,
set them up for success with trying to eliminate or decrease the income tax.
You're out of touch with the people because you're just fortunate that you work in radio and make a fortune.
That's true. I do. Yeah, that's right. I appreciate that comment.
That was the
our
email
text line
we got a couple of weeks
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah, that was an email.
They got mad at me for saying, we don't want a $2,000 check. We want you to apply that toward the deficit. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And I got the nastiest email telling me I'm out of touch and this person could really use an extra $2,000. Well, we probably could all use an extra $2,000,
yep.
But let's take the extra tariff money and pay down the debt. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking for. It's just that simple. All right. Got to get to a break here. Let's get to our national.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats.
But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Yeah, it is a crap sandwich, and that gets me directly to the soundbite I wanted to get to this morning, and that is the one that played you there a minute ago from Stephen Miller, the economist, who just provides so much common sense when it comes to this issue. And I love that, because we're getting attacked on the social media this morning, and I don't always react to that stuff. But Ricky on there is complaining about affordability, claiming his grocery bill's up 10% from a year ago. He's on Social Security. Ricky, I get that. Prices go up. My guess is your property insurance went up as well, unless you got on a senior tax freeze of some sort. So I could be wrong about that. Things go up. But where things went up the most were the last 4 years under Joe Biden, the ridiculous COVID spending where he was sending out free money to everybody, but it's never free. And then the chickens come home to roost, and you had 21% collective inflation. I believe it was higher than that. When those prices go up, they don't ever come down. No president can wave a wand and make the prices come down overnight. That doesn't happen. But you look at all of the statistics. The turkey you bought for Thanksgiving this year, assuming you bought one, was 5 or 6% cheaper than it was a year ago. So I don't know where your 10% figure is coming from on groceries. But when is the last time you bought a good where the price went down year after year over year? Companies make more money, they charge more for their goods. You can't force that to go down. Now, here's what you can do. You can bring back more manufacturing jobs to the United States. You can make sure other companies are fair in their trade policies with the United States. You can certainly do that. You can drill, baby, drill and get gas prices down, which affects everyone who drives back and forth to a job or to the gym every day. There are things you can do, but those things don't happen overnight. After 4 years of an anti-energy policy by Joe Biden, you can't make that happen overnight. They had to change regulations in the Department of the Interior to open up leases for oil drilling, and it takes a while to get those drills in the ground and off the coast. And in Alaska and all these other places, we sit on more oil reserves than they could dream of in Saudi Arabia, but we're still buying oil from overseas. Why is that? Because of the ideologues and the leftists in this country who wanted to force everybody to drive a battery-powered car, and they were going to do that by forcing the prices up so high on gasoline that you'd have no other choice. And it takes a while to unwind those stupid policies. If you don't mind, play that Stephen Moore bite for me. Number 9, please.
You know, the first term of Trump, which you're looking at there on the chart, saw enormous gains in income. And especially look at that compared to what happened under Biden, the blue bars. I mean, so Trump's family saw a big increase in their incomes under Trump. And by the way, that doesn't even include the value of their 401k plans that went up very considerably, both in Trump's first term and so far in his second term. So far in the first 10 months of this year, the median family income is up by about $1,200. That's after inflation, Lauren. Hmm. So that means that their wages and salaries have gone up faster than inflation. So to some extent, this affordability crisis is a mythology. People can afford more. And incidentally, we know that, Lauren, because look at what's happening with the amount of money people are spending. Look what happened on Black Friday with the 10%. If people don't have the money, how can they go out and be spending this kind of money on Christmas presents? So I think to some extent, there's an exaggerated affordability crisis. Now,
there absolutely is, driven by the left and the media, who wants you to believe somehow the affordability problem is Donald Trump's making. He's trying to fix it.
And I don't know how successful he'll be, but he's trying to fix it. But you can't fix it in 10 months. That's how long he's been in office. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it this morning. We'll get to Kim on a whim coming up. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats, but here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim on a whim.
Mark, there are some things that just stop you dead in your tracks. You're scouring the internet looking for something else. You come across something and your jaw is on the floor, dumbfounded that it actually exists, to the point where I thought this was fake news. Listen to this.
People think that they can't start living until they lose 5, 10, 15, 50 pounds. But your life is happening right now.
Hello, I'm Shay Monique. I am based in the DC area and I am a fat mermaid. Fat mermaiding is just the ultimate fantasy. We are a size inclusive pod and we swim together. Our clothes run from sizes extra small through 6XL. We're designed to celebrate and center fat folks, but everyone is welcome.
You just heard a
fat mermaid?
Yes. I don't know if you can't call it a commercial. Whatever you want to call what you just heard, is they're part of the Society of Fat Mermaids.
Wait, I've seen The Little Mermaid. There were no fat mermaids.
Ariel, I do like her.
I'm just saying.
My husband, I feel like that was his childhood crush for the cartoons, was Ariel.
What do these people do, honestly? Okay, where do they find enough spandex to make it happen?
But they do sell apparel if you're interested. So, for example, they have what's called the Green Scale Premium Pocket Leggings for $65 that make you look like you're a fish.
Wait a minute. Are they sewn together? How do you walk?
The regular leggings that look like fish scales, which is
gross.
They're
for swimming.
And they don't want to call themselves a mermaid because they think that's not inclusive enough. So they really encourage people to call them merfolk. Like, it's hard to even say. M-E-R-F-O-L-K. Merfolk. So don't you dare say merman or mermaid. It's not inclusive enough.
Merpeople.
They'd somehow probably say that's...
Is this about some kind of fetish? Is it about some kind of body positivity?
It's 100% about
what,
body.
What is it?
It's 100% about body positivity and inclusivity. All the DEI junk that we have thrown in our faces all the time with public schools, really any, you know, all the crazy progressives, that's exactly what this is.
Where did you come across
I don't
this?
Even remember, but I couldn't even believe it. It says here, by the way, on the website, it says, we at Society of Fat Mermaids would like to challenge you to think about...
Yes.
So, well, let me just say this. So they have different questions that people might be asking, and one of them was, I'd love to purchase from you, but I find the word fat offensive. I feel like you're insulting me. Here's what they say, how they respond to that. We at Society of Fat Mermaids would like to challenge you to think about why you're offended. Yes, I'd like to ask that question to everybody about everything. But anyway, they say the word fat is just a descriptor. It doesn't have a positive or negative value. We think that using euphemisms to describe people of size enforces the idea that it's not okay to be fat. Look, I don't agree with fat shaming in the sense that I'm not ever going to walk up to someone and be like, you're fat. I don't even like using that term per se, but at some point it's just not healthy. You can have body positivity, but also be actively taking steps to change your situation. When you're 500 pounds, that's not good for your health. That's also not good for the healthcare system. It's collectively as a whole, it is not good.
It's generally not healthy. I would agree with that.
Why are we starting groups like this to try to glamorize it? This is the problem with the woke left, the DEI junk, is that you take something that really is not okay and you somehow try to twist the wording of it and make people feel like it's justified.
Did they check with the whales first before they did this? Did they?
I don't see that on their website.
I didn't see that mentioned anywhere. I'm just teasing. So here's the nonsense. These people are just trying to sell you a t-shirt. That's what it is. Resources for plus size merfolk and mermaid enthusiasts. So what if you're a mermaid enthusiast and you're not larger than average?
Do they have an average size?
Well, I don't
Society
know.
Society of the average size
but if you
merfolk?
If you include the word fat in the title, that's suggesting that you're marketing this to people who are overweight. Am I correct about that?
100%.
Or have I offended anybody by saying that?
Well, they don't even want you to be offended if they say fat. They're like, you shouldn't be offended. It's just a it's what do they say? It's not a descriptor, or it's making it seem like it's not okay to be fat if you're afraid of using that actual term. So yeah, is there like a certain weight that you have to be in order to be part of this society? They say that they want you to diversify the image of merfolk. They want to remind the world that fat people and fat mermaids are sexy, powerful, intelligent, capable, beautiful, free-spirited, fun-loving, and worthy. They also want to spread messages of diversity and body positivity in a fun way. But yes, there are a lot of these weird
different
fetishes.
Strokes for different folks. There's probably a society for fat furries.
Oh,
don't
we
you
should
think?
Look that up. I bet you there
is. Be careful what you Google.
Maybe not
be
at work.
Very careful what you Google at
nope,
work.
Nope, too late. I'm Googling it. Society there, of Fat Furries, you said?
Oh, there has to be. Why do you think they dress like that? Right?
The Fat Fur Club. Welcome to the side of the club of the fatter furries.
Be very careful there.
If you eat a lot and you're fat, you're welcome. You can, of course, be... I'm scared to click on this, but it says you can, of course, be slim, and then I can't see the rest. You're right. The Fat Furries Club.
Why would you go to events, these cosplay events, dressed up in a costume? Because it hides the fact that you're overweight, in large part.
To a degree.
Well, it does. If you dress up in a mascot outfit... Nobody can tell anything about you. What are you hiding? What are you covering up when you have to go somewhere dressed like a mermaid or something? Now,
In
this case, they're wearing chartreuse spandex, which is like neon. I mean, you could see it coming a mile away. It would be hard to miss.
You know how rage bait is the word of the year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying this is rage bait, but it's... It feels like one of those things where it's so ridiculous that it gets people like me talking about it because I'm so confused how this is actually a thing. That there's enough people who want to be part of this society. If you go to the Instagram page, of course they have an Instagram page. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of followers.
Yes.
People are very interested in this stuff. And
that might be a fetish thing, too, though.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of weird, just like the people who used to ask me to see pictures of my feet when I worked in the TV industry. What is the solution here? Because I would call this borderline mental illness. Okay, what is the solution moving forward? Because I'm not saying you should shame people, but you shouldn't sit there and celebrate it. There is a difference.
Don't act like it's normal, because that's not normal. You listen, weigh what you want. Eat what you want. At the end of the day, I'm not going to pull an RFK on you and tell you you got to eat healthier. I've got extra weight on me. I have no room criticizing other people. But stuff like this where you're almost trying to encourage it, I don't understand that. I'm looking at the pink scale premium pocket leggings, which look like fish scales in bright pink. I don't know that there are any bright pink fish. I guess maybe in the Caribbean somewhere. Here are the sizes that they list. You can be a small and get these, but they go all the way up to 6XL. Like, I've seen clothing in a triple X. I've never seen it in a 6X.
Mm-mm.
Have you?
No. And they make sure to say that they won't charge extra for that size.
Oh.
Because a lot of stores do, and people get very upset that having to use more material would potentially cost more money to make.
Hey, Kim, you want to go in on a pair for Mark for Christmas?
Yes. Mark, which color do you like?
He likes the pink one.
Not the pink. I can tell you that.
Pick one out.
I mean, they sell. They're just
sawdust.
This is a money making thing for them. They sell ornaments for your Christmas tree and every color of. Oh, they even have rainbow premium pocket leggings for $65. Oh, look. They have golden stripe leggings that look like cheetah legs. Maybe we could get some of these from Nicole Murray.
Sounds like that's what you like. I just had to talk about this because
just
blows my mind.
Yeah, different strokes, but I do not understand. I'm with you. You're trying to cover something up here, for sure. Happy mermaid, fat mermaid day.
Not
to
at
you.
Merfolk.
Happy. Wait a minute, though. But it says fat mermaids right on the
title.
That's
true, but they do want you to say merfolk to be inclusive.
Okay. You celebrate whatever you want. That's what it says on there. Ba-da-boom. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. I can't believe it. I'll bet not even Axel would wear those pink tights.
Hey,
you think?
Kim on Facebook had a really, really good idea.
No.
I think it's worth sharing with the people. Let's just read it. It said, Mark in the pink ones for the win. Autograph them and auction it off for Guns and Hoses.
Who would buy that? Who would want that? You couldn't. It wouldn't even be suitable for framing. The frame would be too big.
Mark, give the people what they want.
How about a couple of tickets to see Guns N' Roses next August 16th at Busch Stadium? We got a pair we're going to give away today, tomorrow, and Friday to the lucky winner. I'm hoping to be there. If it's not the weekend we take my kid to college, would love to see them in that stadium. We don't know who's warming up for them yet, but how about that? How about caller number 10? Let's take caller number 10 at 314-241-9797, and you win a pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses. Love that. All right, I mentioned this a little bit earlier. By the way, I'm watching the Facebook feed this morning and seeing friends and family on there. Thank you. From across the country, I just have to say. And this morning, two people specifically in the great state of Ohio, where Ohio State University, the Ohio State University, is going to square off with the Indiana Hoosiers for the Big Ten title on Saturday. And it could be like it's like the national championship because it's number one versus number two. It's going to be great. So shout out to my friend Doug, who I went to high school with. I saw him comment on here this morning. And my aunt is on there this morning. Good morning to her as well, my Aunt Marie. So she lives up near Dayton, Ohio now. That's awesome. So I mentioned this just a little bit earlier, and that is this Mark Kelly thing. This senator from Arizona who has been so hard on Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth over the bombing of these drug boats. Now, Rand Paul doesn't like it. Mark Kelly is on a vendetta against Donald Trump right now. First of all, I blame him and the five other members of the Seditious Six for causing the shooting of our National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. I think they are responsible for it. They projected that the military was doing something illegal without coming out and saying it by suggesting that your average grunt who has signed up and enlisted should start defying orders if in their limited knowledge of law they decide something is illegal. You don't have military order if that happens. And all of these people served in some capacity, and they should know that, but they don't care. Their short-sighted goal is to regain power in this country, period. It's all they care about. They don't care about America. They care about getting back in power. And anything they can do to damage the Trump administration, they're going to do it. So they went out, they did the video, they suggested Trump was doing something illegal, even though they couldn't name to you what that was. And boom, 3 or 4 days later, some maniac, triggered by what they said, goes to Washington, D.C., and point blank shoots two members of the National Guard. No doubt in my mind that's connected. What does Mark Kelly do instead of taking responsibility for his irresponsibility? He goes out and he blames Donald Trump for threatening to kill him, which Trump never said. So it's all hogwash. This guy's now the new Chuck Schumer. If he opens his mouth, he's lying. If his jaw is moving, he's lying. He has no integrity left. So now he's claiming that he wants a national congressional investigation, a bipartisan investigation. He's outraged. Pete claims Pete Hegseth is unqualified, the most unqualified person to ever be Secretary of State in the United, or Secretary of War in the United States. The most ill fit for that is basically what he said. It's like taking a high schooler and putting him in that position is basically what he said yesterday. And so when you make claims like that, people go back and they listen to what you said, because Kelly has been in the Senate now for 6 years, or maybe a little longer than that, which goes back into the Biden administration. Here's what we know. Mark Kelly didn't have this reaction when Joe Biden bombed a truck that they thought had Al-Qaeda in it and instead killed 6 or 7 Afghani children back in 2021. Do you remember that? Listen to this gentle questioning Mark Kelly did of the general who ordered the strike back in 2021. Just listen.
And I know you can't go into much detail about the analysis that led to the August 28th drone strike in Kabul in this open setting, but I would like to note my serious concerns and give you the opportunity to make any comment on how the American people can know that the military will be able to adequately assess targets before conducting future strikes and operations, even as we have even fewer local intelligence and surveillance resources to leverage.
Senator, again, the matter's under investigation, but what I can tell you broadly, and to restate some things I've said earlier, I am responsible for that. It happened in my area of responsibility, so I'm the responsible officer for that strike. Moreover, I was under no pressure, and no one in my chain of command below me was under any pressure to take that strike. We acted based on the intelligence read that we saw on the ground. We acted several times on intelligence that we saw, and we were successful in other occasions in preventing attacks. This time, tragically, we were wrong. And you're right to note that as we go forward and our ability to create what we call the ecosystem that allows you to see what's going on the ground and put all that together, it's going to get a lot harder to do that, particularly in places like Afghanistan.
Yeah. So there's the general admitting we screwed up. We killed a van full of children. Mark Kelly thanked him when he was done.
But I can share a little more with you later.
Well, thank you, General.
Thank you, General. That was it. That was his stone-faced reaction to the killing of 7 children in a bombing but he's outraged that we killed some narco terrorists in the Caribbean who had a boat filled with cocaine and fentanyl headed to the United States. That's who Mark Kelly is. That's the hypocrite that is Mark Kelly, who's now the face of the Democrat Party. Just so you know, just thought I'd point that out for you this morning. Coming up, we'll get to business with Nicole Murray, and then our friend Jimmy Failla joining us a little later. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.